Item number 11, this is the, no, it's 11 o'clock, I'm sorry. Item 20 for 11 o'clock, which is 11:20 almost, that's not too bad. This is the director selection, and this is a decision. So I will open it up for discussion.
A motion?
Or a motion, yep.
And I know we'll have Mr. J. Any motion, we'll have plenty of time for discussion, and I don't feel this is something we need to rush. If we have to stay a little bit, it's fine. But I first want to say that this was a really hard process because we had several excellent candidates, which is a really good thing. And I think every one of the commissioners up here had to think thoroughly through what it was they thought would be the best set of criteria that the one person we have to select has. Because all of these candidates had many outstanding characteristics, knowledge, skills, and abilities to do this job. At one point, I felt any one of these could do the job, and I still kind of feel that. But at the same time, you've got to pick one, and you've got to go for the one you feel it would be the best based on your viewpoints. And we have nine of us for a very good reason. We all have slightly different viewpoints. Yeah. That seemed to have come together over the years. But for me, I'll just say personally for me what it was, and then I'll make a motion. For me, it was the ability to work with tribes, extremely important in all aspects of fisheries and terrestrial wildlife. The ability to work with the legislature is, in my book, probably one of the top ones as well. Has to have that skill set. The ability to work with the governor's office, I think sometimes we underestimate that, and it's hugely important. And then for me, being from the east side, I was looking at, would this person work well east and west of the mountains? Would they work well with the people, you know, that I deal with and some of the problems that I have, or the situations we have in eastern Washington as well as western Washington? And also be able to take into account consumptive and non-consumptive users. I'll just use those words because everybody understands them. Hunters, fishers, and wildlife watchers, all in the same basket, you know, to be able to give them all equal credibility. And then another important one that I felt was somewhat of we called it the fire in the gut. You know, do they really want this? Do they really have the energy? And I'm not saying any of these candidates didn't have many of these characteristics. I'm just kind of listing the ones I had. They had to have outstanding leadership skills. And in a department with 1,800 employees, it takes some skills, knowledge, and ability to keep that moving ahead and in the right direction. And then last one I felt was, will they move the Department of Wildlife in necessary new directions in diversity, inclusiveness, safe workplace, and also in an evolving constituency customer base? So those were the things that there was many characteristics we were looking at, and we had several interviews with candidates, so there was a lot of time to try to pull this out and see who was the person that each of us felt was best suited for this job. So with that, I'd like to nominate candidate P for the position of Department of Wildlife Director.
Thank you. Motion's been made. Another motion?
I'll second. I have a comment and a second. Good comments, Jay. You took a lot of the fire out of my my notes I made here. I think back on this, having done this a time or two, primarily in my private life, hiring people and firing people, but this was a really good group. And I think back, we started off with 19, and then it went to 18, and then it went to 7, and then it went to 3, and now today it has to go to 1. And the hardest thing is, for me, is often looking at having to pick winners or losers. I don't look at that's what we're doing today. All the candidates were really, really good people, had a variety of skills, technical, personal, and otherwise. I want to thank my eight colleagues on this. I thought this group worked very, very well, bounced things off of each other, didn't get in any fights, worked really hard on it. And so I think the best decision is I'm going to support candidate P as well and second the motion. And with that, I feel most optimistic about the future of the agency.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion for the motion.
Call for the question.
Yeah, okay. And I will call for the question. And I think I will do this by having every commissioner go down and vote and be have an opportunity to say what they want to say as well. So, Commissioner Holtzmiller?
No. Start down with Keogh.
Okay, Commissioner Keogh.
I am an aye on the motion. I think our new director has got a huge challenge in front of them, and as evidenced by this last presentation and some of the issues that were discussed at this meeting. Hatchery reform and orca whales, our policies that the commission has adopted that we're in the process of reviewing. It's a big challenge, and you never know when you do this, when we hire, how it's going to work out. But I think it's very helpful. I'm glad we have eight others to work together on this, and I'm enthusiastically voting in favor of the motion for candidate B.
Commissioner McKeyser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will also vote in favor of candidate P, and was thinking about passing on comments, but I would just say that I think that this agency is absolutely loaded with outstanding, excellent staff, and together with this director decision, that we're looking at a very strong direction, and I'm looking forward to an engaged commission over the course of the next several years, and with the help of all this talented staff, accomplishing quite a few beneficial things for all of the fish and wildlife resources of the state and all the people that enjoy them.
Thank you. It's a hard one. I echo all of the comments that my fellow commissioners have said. I've had the privilege of, I think, serving the longest tenure on the commission. And working with the staff of the agency has been outstanding. I respect everybody I've worked with, and two of the candidates I've worked with over the years, and I deeply respect and also view them as personal friends. So all of that said, though, I'm just looking at the future of where we should be going, and having a different personality, a different vision coming in, I view it as something that is necessary at this point in time. So I support the motion as well and vote for candidate P.
I will support the motion.
A few months ago, the regional director in Region, Jim Brown, forwarded to our commissioners a document he found from 1980, I believe it was, and it described the challenges of the department at that time. And it was almost, it read the same as what we're looking at right now. And it was, it to me, it pointed out the fact that we need to make significant change to in the way we're addressing the challenges to the department. I support the motion. I'll be voting for candidate P in hopes that we can see significant change in how we direct the agency.
Let's see. Oh, hold on a minute.
One of the things that we did as a group was decide to do this ourselves rather than contract it out. At the time, that was a scary proposition. I'd like to say that I am very proud of us and the way we've conducted ourselves in this very difficult process. A couple of the more frustrating parts about it were that we had to comply with the Open Public Meetings Act, meaning that we made no decisions in private. And so I want to assure anybody who cares that none of us until this very minute knew how anyone else was going to vote. And I think that we've had our esteemed legal counsel, who's probably hovering around somewhere, on our backs about this every single minute. And I want to appreciate Mr. Freymeyer for his diligence in that. The other frustrating part was that we're still talking about candidate P. We are doing that because we are trying to respect the candidates themselves, although confidentiality only seems to go so far in this business. So the last thing that I want to say is, in making this decision, my values that went into this were very early on. We did a concerted effort to hear from the employees of this agency, to hear from interest groups, to hear from the governor's office, to hear from basically anybody who wanted to talk to us about what they thought was important. And that was all tabulated. We've gone through this over and over and over. We know what everyone else wants. At some point, we just have to decide for ourselves who's the best candidate to meet both that and then what our own personal feelings are. So I also endorse the vote for candidate P.
I think the one thing I want to speak to is the commission that helped make this decision, because, honest Pete, this was tough. The last one that we went through, and I go back to fall back to the analogy of when you're a little kid riding a bike, you get really cocky. Pretty quick, you go sliding down the road and skin your knees, and I felt we got our knees and elbows skinned up. Learned some pretty hard lessons. And so this one, yeah, I started this whole process with a different set of eyes. And I'm sure everybody here else did. Then you get into the war gaming it out, the pros, the cons. Because, I mean, there's no slam dunks any way we went. This is a very public deal with a lot of different opinions. You get people writing in, oh, this person would be the one. Well, yeah, he'd be really good on the fish. But, you know, that would be about the size of it. And it's tough. And any way we go about this, there's going to be some people complaining. So you just weigh it. And I know how much time I spent on it, and probably nothing compared to some of the rest of them on here. So, yeah, tough, tough, tough decision. You hope for the best. You roll the dice, and I guess if we make a mistake, we'll try again. But hopefully we didn't, and there was a lot of brain power and a whole bunch of diverse people on this board, and this is one of those decisions that when you really learn how much diversity can truly help, because everybody's got a different opinion, and at the end of the day, it makes a lot better decision. Yep. So it'll be candidate P.
Thank you. Motion passes. Candidate P is the new director of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Ask.
I'm just gonna finish my I wanted to, before I did make the phone call to the candidate and ask if candidate he wants the job, I wanted to thank the commission, as been echoed. It's been a rough one for all of us. A lot of time spent, and I know a lot of us lost a lot of sleep over all of this, and a hard decision for all of us, decisions. But it's been great to work with you all on this, and I think it's been a good team effort, and I think when you have unanimity in a decision, it shows that we are thinking for the future. I think that is a message for the future.
Shows good leadership, too,
Well,
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all the bonus pay.
Yeah, that.
So thank you all, and I'm going to exit myself right now and go make the phone call.
We're going to take a break.
I just went out and talked to Candidate P, who from this day forward shall be known as Kelly Sussman, who is the over at Department of Ecology. The press release will be coming out. I have to go up and finalize that, but he's very excited. He said he's very nervous, and he said if he wasn't very nervous, he wouldn't be ready for realizing what he was getting into. But he did say yes, and he's looking forward to interacting with everybody, and he's very happy. So, is there anything else about that I need to say?
Mr. Chair, I think it would be appropriate to say something to the acting director.
Yes, well, I went over and talked to Joe just before I called Kelly, and Joe, you have all of our respect. I've known you for about 10 years now and worked with you in a lot of different areas, and this was not an easy thing for any of us. And this vote does not reflect at all on your dedication, ability, commitment, and I could go on and on with the adjectives like that. We look forward to working with you in the future as this goes. But I think you command the utmost respect from all of us. Respect and love. You know, you're a good person. In the world of a lot of marginals, you're a keeper. So, and I'm just sorry I have to say that, but then again, you understand, as you told me earlier. So thank you for your leadership during the interim period as well. It's been having a steady hand at the helm over the last few months has enabled us all to do our job, and the morale is fine, the staff is fine, so you're a good guy.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
If I could just add to that and say thanks again, Joe, for all the hard work. One of your ideas was to bring Amy into the headquarters here, and it's that kind of thinking that's so valuable in attaining the level of stability and performance that we're after. These kinds of things are always disappointing, and you put yourself out there. That's a big thing to even do, and so I want to express my appreciation to you for doing that and doing such a good job.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to all of you for the confidence that you had in me during the interim. I know Kelly is a great guy, so just, you know, good job, good choice, and I'll do whatever I can to support the transition, so just appreciate that.
Thank you
for that. Anything else? I should note that the salary for the new director will be $165,000. The effective date is July 16th. That will be in the press release as well. So. Okay.